Hey, how you doing? Good evening. This is Cam. Cam's podcast, I guess. Cam's Adventures. Got a special guest with me today. My little boy, Jason Takeshi Urbano Dr. Noggin. Say hi, dude.
Hi.
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 So I just picked him up from the taco truck. He worked his ass off at the taco truck all night. Yes, he is the face of the taco truck now. I'm no longer the face. He is the face. So, what do you want to say?
I don't know what to talk about.
Is this your first podcast?
Yeah, I don't do podcasts.
Okay.
I just watch a lot of podcasts. Just people talking about.
Oh, okay. So look at the video.
Usually they have like points.
Points. Okay.
They want to talk about pre-written points.
So you've been watching a lot of podcasts before.
Not really.
Okay, if you was to make a podcast, what would you do?
What
would your podcast be? What's your mission? Your core.
I think really my podcast could be just me and my friend. Put us in a room together and we'll just talk about anything.
Oh, cool. So, like, I know nowadays everybody got all that special equipment, this and that, but technically you just need a phone.
I guess so.
Yeah, it's right here, right? What's all we're doing? Prehistoric or basic. So, what would you and your friend in a room, just talk story, what would you say? How long would your podcast be?
It could be an hour.
Dude, you can talk 1 hour?
With Max, I could talk an hour or more.
Wow. So what if you and Max make a regular podcast and would you guys bring people in, talk stuff? So this could be the beginning of something big, right?
It could be.
What the hell? What
I have something in my throat.
Oh.
I mean, maybe. I guess so.
That's the beginning of a rap song.
What?
Let me clear my throat. Serious, that's a rap song. Okay, so, and it was funny the music that you shared with me, that the beginning, the intro. You ever heard of Queensryche?
What's that?
Well, what's that? Queensryche. I'll go. There's this Japanese intro for this heavy metal song. I'll go get it for you. I'll show you. So. You have any questions for me?
Yeah, what did you used to do in high school?
I was a geek in high school.
Yeah, right.
I was a BMX boy. We was called the BMX boy. I rode BMX until 11th grade. Ride my bikes, BMX. I rode from home to now Texaco, but it used to be Chevron. I used to work there. Ride my bike everywhere. Bike, bicycle.
And then we stopped.
Because I wanted to be cool, and then we started driving cars.
Oh.
Papa had cars all his life. I mean, I had cars all my life. We had like 8 cars in our yard.
Yeah.
In our yard, not just on the street, but in our yard. 3 in the front, part of the garage and the driveway. We had 2 on the side. You know, what is that 8? No, that's not 8. That's 6.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so...
Well, okay, if you could tell your younger self anything, what would you say
then? Pull out? Boom, boom! If I could tell it's okay to be smart, it's okay to speak Filipino.
Why? What? That's so weird.
No, because when I was younger, me and Uncle Stuart used to speak Filipino.
We could talk Filipino.
Sure.
We could understand
and talk.
How did you do that?
Grandma Galio used to speak to us Filipino. And we used to speak Cebuano. There's Tagalog, Ilocano, Visayan, but ours is like Cebu. So there's a version of Visayan.
And you can't speak it anymore.
No, because once you lose the... Well, look at you. You had Filipino accent. You don't have an accent anymore.
No.
Yeah.
I never used it.
Yeah. So, and then in school, I was like an AP, I don't know what you guys would call it.
AP.
Yeah, I had all that kind of classes, but it wasn't cool to be smart, so yeah, I just stopped doing what I did and fucking, you know?
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I had enough credits. By 11th grade, I had enough credits. But I chose to go to school. Because it was cool to go to school.
It was cool to go to school.
Yeah.
Well, now it's not.
I know. Well, it's always cool to be in school. It's cool to be...
Not when I was in school.
Man, you was a punk, man.
I wasn't a punk. I was a good child.
You didn't even go to school your whole sophomore year. You didn't want to go to school.
it was during COVID.
Oh, yeah. That's why. I forgot.
Okay. No, but my whole junior year, I didn't go to math.
Whatever. You almost never graduate.
Yeah, because of that.
Yes.
I failed math too. I failed geometry like 2 times. It's because I just never wanted to be in the class. So what I would do is that I'd just drop off my bag and be like, hey, I'm going to go use the bathroom and not come back for the rest of the
time. Remember now, whatever's on the internet stays on the internet. So
don't
incriminate yourself much.
I'm a changed person.
You're a changed person.
I'm a changed person. If I went to class right now, I would drop off my bag and stay for 10 minutes at least.
But boom.
I would stay. It depends. No, it doesn't depend. I would stay. Because going to class is pretty good. Pretty cool.
You better start going to class when you get...
Well, I have to. That's a whole different thing.
Okay.
Like if I ever do that, or if I have to go to class for like, you know,
you have a mission.
If I have a mission and I want to pursue a career for class,
you educate yourself.
I have to educate myself.
Oh, that's good. Wow, you're a changed man.
Yeah, I am a changed man. But see, geometry, I didn't really care about it. Nah. I'm going to the bathroom.
Well, geometry is what? Angles, and right? It's almost like driving. You need angles.
Yeah.
With shooting, you play shooting games. You need angles. Playing pool, you need angles.
Yeah, but I'm not really good at shooting games. So.
What do you mean? The whole time you on your games is playing shooting games?
It's like a shooting game. Kind of, but I'm not good at it. Like, I think out of my whole friend group, I have, like, the worst aim.
Oh, okay.
But I'm the most fun.
Wait, so friend group? Who's your friend group?
My friend group, it like consists of
Well, I think Max would be the first one you're supposed to say.
Of course, Max.
Okay.
Of course, Max. But just like the other friend group, because Max is like a brother.
Oh,
okay.
He's more than
course,
just a
of course,
friend.
If I'm in a friend group, Max is probably gonna be there. Like, most likely, Max is gonna be there. Or if he's not, then I'm just gonna leave that friend group.
Okay.
But it's always me and Max going to different friend groups.
Who else is in your friend group? You consider right now at this stage of your life.
Oh, right now? Oh, it's kind of tricky.
I know, but in this stage, because you know, everybody has a different stage in their life. Every, like, you know, when I was in elementary, I had a bunch of friends. By the time intermediate, I had different friends. And by high school, my elementary school friends, I don't even hang out with. And like right now, I don't even hang out with anybody.
Well, okay. If it's up to people I talk to every single day, my friend group consists of my girlfriend and friend Max.
Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I have.
Oh my god.
I have a loving.
Oh my god.
What?
That's cool.
She's gonna sleep over tonight.
Oh, hey. You know, like if it had an earthquake right now, something, a natural disaster, who would you be calling first? Because your girlfriend, but she'll be right there next to you, right?
If there was an earthquake where I get from.
There was an earthquake this morning, you know that, right?
Yeah. Well, okay. If I was gonna die, if I was really gonna die, and I was at home, the last time that I really thought I was gonna die, I texted Max. It was during the missile threat for Hawaii. And I thought, you know, I thought we were gonna die. And then all I did was text Max, dude, we're gonna die. And he's like, yeah, dude. I'm like, okay, cool. And we didn't say anything after that. I was like, bye. Like, bye. And then, you know, I was bracing for impact. Nothing really happened, though. But that's a lot of police. Holy shit. No, but, you know, I guess if it really came down to it and I was going to die, probably just, I don't know.
Well, that was one small question, but you drawing it out, huh? It's...
What?
To say you call Max and Ari. That's it, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Here's a question I tell everybody. If you was to have your last meal, not like you're going to die, but you just said something right before the... What is that? Blink or whatever. What you got?
The blip.
Blip, yeah.
The snap.
The snap. If you had to have one meal, what would it be and who would you eat it with?
A last meal?
Yeah. Like for me, I love you, but my last meal would be with Grandma Mercy and Grandma Papa Sammy. And they always used to make this one dish when I used to go over. They cut meat, onions, shoyu, and put them over cold rice. And we just would eat upstairs every time I used to go over there.
It would probably have to be at this point in time right now. It'd have to be my girlfriend.
Okay. What would you eat?
Oof, that's hard. I'd want to eat Bravo's mac and cheese.
Oh, okay, that's cool. What would you, if you had one wish, what would your wish be?
A wish? I don't really have a wish. Because I don't have everything everything in the world, but I have everything that I personally
you need. You have everything you need.
Yeah, everything I need. I thought we were going to go first one thing.
Yeah, we're going.
Oh,
this guy was acting up. So. Okay, and then.
Yeah, but I have everything I need. I really don't feel like.
That's good of you, man.
I would need a wish.
So, like, they did that on Facebook. It was funny because on Facebook they showed. They told this a bunch of Holly kids. What do you want? What would you have one wish? Oh, I'll have $1 million. Or have the big house. I'll play. I'll meet Michael Jordan. And then you see another set of people. Kids from India, kids from, a real third world. Oh, I wish I had bread. I wish I would, my wish would be to go to school. And that's nice. Because having everything is in a state of mind. I told you this, right? Having everything you need is a state of mind.
People who have experienced war and people who have experienced peace have different values.
What, did you go to war?
No, I'm just saying that that's from an anime. It's from
peace. Okay. I thought you were gonna compare it to your mom.
No, war. It could mean like, I guess war within yourself, or like just distraught in general, you know.
So one, you like war. Anime, right?
Oh yeah, I like it.
So One Piece, is that a good cartoon?
Yeah, it's really good.
Anime. It's not anime. It's not cartoon. It's anime.
It's anime. Yeah, anime is a style. It's not a genre.
So the one or the live action one, is that good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I liked it. Mm. Some people didn't like it, though.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I guess some people can't handle like, you know, change in the world, so they just really want a set of things and they can't handle change. I really didn't, it was good, like, you know, of course there's some nitpicky stuff, but it's not like nothing to hate over.
Yeah, what did you do last night?
What did I do last night? I have no clue what I did last night.
You're a punk, dude. What did you do last night?
I don't know what I did last night.
What brought you? Once in a
life. American Idol?
Yeah.
That was last night. Oh. Okay, well, yeah, I went to American Idol.
And can you choose a winner? Do you know who's going to win?
Yeah, it's number 12. Definitely number 12.
He's so excited that you don't know his name.
I don't know his name.
It's a dumbass.
No, I don't know any of their names.
But he said their names.
Yeah, it didn't seem like... I guess I wasn't listening.
Yeah, in the back, if you turn around at the screen, they had the name.
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I kind of wanted to leave. And then,
I remember, like, meeting, well, not meeting, but
seeing Katy Perry. Like, laying eyes on Katy Perry.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my god, Katy Perry.
Was she fangirling?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
But yeah, like, I wasn't paying attention to, like, the names. But like, in the midst of me wanting to just go home, he sang some country song. I don't know what he said. I don't even know how the song went. But I just remember in that moment, I was like, oh my lord, goddamn.
And
I was like, I put my hand on my shoulder. I was like, bro, holy shit. And I looked at Ari, and I was like, oh my god, this guy is good. And then Ari was like, yeah. Because, you know, I guess you didn't really like country.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, we're here at our destination. Did you enjoy your podcast?
Yeah, I could talk more about it.
Okay, well, you can have your own podcast. I can just set you up. But, yeah, thank you. We've got 15 minutes. That's pretty good now, right? 16 minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you, my son. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
Love you. Okay, you gotta stop him.
Oh, okay. Bye, everybody.